Morning, 7 past 7. So we have some general agreement around last night's debate. One, it was boring and achieved little. Two, both leaders did fine. Three, but given they both did fine and really it was Luxon's to lose, he didn't. So in that sense, he won. They talked about tax.
National can't say how they're going to pay for it.
Well, look,
the
plan
does not add up.
It doesn't.
$6 billion worth of cuts, and they can't say what public services they're going to cut, and let alone the $20 billion worth of New Zealand homes that they want to sell to foreign home buyers.
Well, let's dig in.
No, sorry, can I just, I've got to close this out, because, I mean, honestly, you know, Chris has got a plan to take GST off fruit and vegetables. He's suggesting that a grocery commissioner is going to go around with a clipboard looking at the price of bananas up and down this country.
A little bit of back and forth on the gangs.
So what we're going to do is we're going to actually back the police and tackle the gangs. That means banned gang
funding
last time
you were in government.
Well, mate, you actually gave them funding. You gave them $2.7 million to do meth rehab.
And we talked about the boot camps.
80% of the kids that have gone to boot camps, when National tried them last time, went on and reoffended.
So let me talk about the boot camps, because
right.
I actually think for 15 to 17-year-old serious young offenders to be able to give a judge an option to say you're going to a boot camp for 12 months is a good thing. Why? Because actually our military leaders are our best leaders and mentors. I tell you, they're much better than the Oranga Tamariki supervisors we saw encouraging those vulnerable young people to fight.
Under MMP, by the way, we need to talk about coalition deals and Peters.
Winston Peters and David Seymour will be running circles around you. I mean, Winston Peters brings chaos wherever he goes.
Yep.
I've ruled out working with Winston Peters because stable government does not come from working with Winston Peters.
And what what I'd say to you is, I mean, the original coalition of chaos is, just imagine this. I mean, Labour has had an absolute majority and has been not got things done in that term. Imagine we throw Te Pāti Māori, the Greens, and I'd argue you've got the support of the gangs there as well, actually into that mix. That's not
you
great.
Want to respond to
That's
that?
Not great.
The race issue of Māori Pacific and the health wait lists?
You've got to always come through the lens of people's needs, not their ethnicities. That's the deal here.
So why should Māori Pacific people with the same need wait longer than non-Māori and Pacific New Zealanders? Because that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, but Chris, that's not the way to deal with it. You come through the need lens. If someone's waiting longer, then
they
you
have the
deal
same
with
need
issue.
And they're waiting longer. Why is that fair?
The need lens. That led to the Māori Health Authority.
So Christopher said that he's in favour of having Māori health providers, but he doesn't think that there should be a Māori health authority.
You don't need
What's
two separate systems. You
What's
don't need
difference?
Two separate
but
systems.
But they're not. Then what's
have,
the difference?
Have one system.
They were talking about housing, and Hipkins gave the old tax cut line another crack.
Will you guarantee that landlords will pass on the benefits of your tax cuts to their
well,
tenants?
Well, what I guarantee is you won't see $180
per week
increase.
It's a pretty simple question. Will landlords pass on the benefits of your tax cuts to their tenants?
What you're doing is not putting any downward pressure on rents.
I think that's
those
a no.
Two.
And to end it all, a weird question about what they're each personally doing to combat climate change.
Oh, look, as a family, we embraced recycling some time ago, a decade ago, and so we work quite hard at that.
I have an EV, I'm a recycler, and I'm very focused on making sure
I'm reducing
waste.
You have an EV
waste.
As well.
Well, you might have heard my wife's probably got the most famous EV in the country, I'd put it to you. Yeah.
Not a bad line. 10 minutes past seven, political commentator Bridget Morton was watching all of this and is with us. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
Consensus seems to be Luxon won and it was boring. Is that your consensus?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that just reflects where our TV debates have gone. Previously, they were for, seeing the politicians under pressure on live TV. Now every press conference is live streamed, with multiple social media. So it just becomes a competition of talking points.
Where do you stand on the questions around your favourite beach or book and stuff like that?
Well, I don't think they're probably the best thing that we need to use that time for. I mean, ultimately, going back to social media, that's ultimately where they can do that, some of that soft media. I think people were looking for some of those answers about, actually, is it going to be easier for me post-October or not?
Is there an argument, I made it earlier, that because those two guys were so similar, people on the fringes and the minor parties are going, that's where we fit in?
Yeah, but I also think that we know that there's been considerable amounts of change and flux over the last couple of years, and people are looking for stability. So actually having people being sort of calm, actually giving straight answers, I think would appeal to a lot of voters.
What about the fact neither of them are rock stars, and at 20.5%, no one's setting this country on fire?
Look, we've had many complaints about having rock star politicians and the fact that, Jacinda Mania and John Key's popularity detracted from the policies that were being discussed. I think this creates an opportunity for us to actually look at what they're putting on the table.
Do you see this as a fait accompli, this whole campaign? This is done, there's a change of government, and we're sort of working through the motions. Do you get that sense or not?
I think there's definitely a sense for change. It's what that change looks like. And I think the momentum's definitely behind National, but it's MMP, and you can never predict the outcome.
Good stuff, Bridget. Appreciate your expertise very much. Bridget Morton, political commentator with us this morning, 12 minutes past 7.